Thank you, Phil. Before I begin, I have a small request. If after my comments you are so inclined to applaud out of obligation, appreciation, or most likely out of pity, please do not. At that time, I will ask you all for a small favor. Thank you for this opportunity to reflect on the class of 2018. I am honored, but a bit amused that I will be the last high school teacher you will have to listen to. Surely, you could have chosen someone who does not stutter, stammer, or spit when he talks. My first significant data point on the class of 2018 came on a Saturday night in early September of 2014. I was part of the work weekend duty team, and the Saturday night activity was a school-wide game of manhunt. The seniors were pitted against the juniors and the sophomores against the freshmen. Ground zero for the game was the front stoop of Weld, and as one of the judges, this is where I stood. Midway through the night, a gangly boy came sprinting out of the darkness, arms and legs flailing. With a big bright smile, he yelled, "Hello," and just as quickly as he had arrived, disappeared high into the branches of a nearby tree. I had not yet met this student, and I glanced at one of my colleagues with a "who the hell was that" look. My colleague lived in the same dorm as the boy, and with a big grin said, "You better just hold on." Yes, we have all learned to hold on when Ben Jerome is around. But this moment, I believe, began to define you as a group. Friendly, fun, engaged, and just a little crazy. During your junior year, I had the pleasure of being the Outback director for 68 of you. Our Outback motto is enjoy when you can and endure when you must. Before OB, I asked you to focus on the first part of the motto, enjoy when you can. I asked you to enjoy the beautiful natural surroundings of the White Mountain National Forest and the laughter around the campfire. I asked you to enjoy the new friendships that you would form in the comfort of a warm sleeping bag on a cold night. The weather over those 11 days turned out to be historically severe, and we were all forced to focus on the second part of the motto, endure when you must. And endure you did. You endured negative 34 degree wind chills during solo, followed by a storm that dumped 24 inches of snow. I was impressed with each and every one of the 68 of you. In addition to being friendly, fun, and engaged, it was clear that you are also mentally and physically strong. It is clear, I think, very highly of the class of 2018, and perhaps that is why I was chosen to speak to you today. But preparing for this speech, I wondered what an outsider might think upon meeting members of the class of 2018. The all-school read last summer was Walking to Listen. The book tells the story of a 23-year-old Middlebury College graduate who decides to walk across the country listening to other people's stories. The author, Andrew Forstoffel, listened, recorded, then reflected on the stories of the people that he met along the way. This reflection gave Andrew an opportunity to assess his own life and helped shape him into the person that he wanted to become. I wondered what Andrew would think if he met you in the classrooms, on the playing fields, on the campus paths, in Carpenter, Hagerman, or Weld. How would he write the story of meeting you? What might he reflect upon? What would be his takeaways? If he met Ben Aguilar, Will Blatz, Jack Driscoll, Anna Jones, Zane, or Lars Iverson, he would surely note that they all march to their own beat. He would find their individualism and quirkiness refreshing. And he would write that they all make the world a more colorful place. If you met Sean Bryant, Alex Wisness, Caitlin Blankhorn, and Justin Bowes, he'd be surprised to learn that they were all just 1 year Holderness School students. He may reflect that young adults at this age are often described as uninterested or even apathetic. These students would challenge that stereotype with their complete buy-in to the academic, athletic, and social aspects of Holderness School. Surely, this would be an encouraging reminder of how engaged and engaging young adults can be. Upon first meeting Lindsay Highland or Bella Smith, Andrew may think that they were quiet, reserved young women. But if he happened to attend one of the Creative Movement's dance classes, he would see a completely different side of them. He would find them both to be daring and bold. And his first impression of Ben Lash might just be of a skier from Waterville Valley, New Hampshire. But if he happened to be in Woody at night, he may hear Ben spit some serious rhymes. After meeting these three, Andrew may write how important it is to remember that there is so much more to everyone we meet than one can grasp in an initial impression. If Andrew happened to swing by my house after 9 p.m. on any given night, he would likely meet Nick, Ben, Quinn, Ryan, and Aldi, and he would quickly be consumed by laughter and fun. He would note that the friendships formed between these knuckleheads was based on their love of life, and he might reflect on his own past friendships. He would write that friendships take work, but true friendships are well worth the work. Andrew would quickly recognize that Sarah Rogers, Phil Cronin, Keegan Penny, Darielle Matthews, and Will Harker belong on a stage. He would write about their gift for entertaining others and the hope that they do not let this gift as an adult get in the way of this gift. If Andrew were to venture out onto the Holderness School trails, local mountains, or trout streams, he may run into Fee Miles, B. McLaughlin, Ellie Batchelder, or Abby Wiseman. After meeting them, he might write about how these four strong, adventurous young people better represent women of their generation than the constant barrage of unrealistic female ideals so prevalent in today's media. A hockey, basketball, lacrosse, field hockey, or football game would give Andrew the opportunity to watch Alex Gagnon, Patrick Ault, Lila Shibley, Devin Kelly, Bridget Pope, and Mitch compete with skill, commitment, and sportsmanship. He would write that their intensity of play honors their teammates, opponents, and the game. If he were to visit a class with Rebecca Feist, Peter Reynolds, Paul Menard, Cooper Jay, or Jack Hayes, he would write about their aptitude for debate and politics and the enjoyment that they receive from this mental sparring. He might also note the importance that debate plays in any meaningful conversation that hopes to bring about change. After meeting Ton Tomasi, Will Bea, Luke Valentine, Peace Assam, Fletcher Robbins, Nathaniel Bowler, and Yee-hoo, boo! Andrew might write about how refreshing it was to interact with well-spoken, polite, and kind young men. He might note and appreciate the contrast that these young men represent to the over-the-top, boisterous men like LeVar Ball that dominate news cycles today. If Andrew happened to be lucky enough to visit Holderness on a Thursday, he might listen to Sarah Berube, Julia Tron, Kylie, or Audrey share a deeply personal story in chapel. He would write about the courage that they all displayed as they shed light on an important issue in their lives in order to educate and support the Holderness community. Harley, Ryan, Triu, Matt Pasek, and Diego would certainly make Andrew laugh. He would find Harley and Matt's humor to be up front, out in the open, and Ryan and Diego more subtle and perhaps a little sarcastic. Andrew would reflect on those people who made him laugh and the importance of laughter in his life. If Andrew heard Josh or Ethan Bliss talk lovingly about their grandparents, or watch Caroline Ferry sing beautifully with her sister Allie, or Stu Hutchinson hang out with his best friend, younger brother Ben, he would write about their love and deep connection to family. He would note that family relationships are not always perfect, but the joy that they bring are most often bigger than any imperfection. After visiting an AP Physics or an AP Enviro class, Andrew would write about the intellectual curiosity of Mac, Morgan Sawyer, Lee, Boss, and Quang. He would note that the joy that they find in the learning process inspires their classmates and teachers. If Andrew spoke to Vanessa Maldonado or Andrew McLeod about training methods, or Tia Tang about ink drawings, or Wei Hao about fashion, or Kathy Liech about women's health issues in developing countries, he would be impressed how each one has purposely pursued a passion. He would write about how these passions have taught them to set goals and work towards those goals. If Andrew talked to Philmon or Dewey about OB, or Lolo about going abroad, or Erica about coming to a place much less conservative than her Indiana roots. He would write about these four pushing themselves outside of their comfort zone. He may reflect on the times that he pushed himself out of his comfort zone and realize that these were the times of his greatest growth. Andrew would be impressed with all the quiet, behind-the-scenes work, like cooking for Bridge House, baking for Vestry, leading a relay team, working the blood drive that Stu Clifford, Jenny Herrick, and Allie Trask did in service of others. He'd write about how their service was without much fanfare, but was with much heart. If Andrew happened to be here during an assembly a week ago, he would have watched a video produced by Elise and Chloe. He would certainly recognize that this video was a gift to the senior class, a fun way to start saying goodbye to friends and teachers. He would note that goodbyes are often full of mixed emotions, excitement mixed with a little sadness, hope, and expectation. I have only scratched the surface of the remarkable qualities of the individuals from the class of 2018. There are, of course, many more, but those first impressions from 2014, friendly, fun, engaged, and a little crazy, have turned out to be lasting impressions. As you leave Holderness for other adventures, it's important to remember that these qualities, which made each of you, and in turn, your class as a whole, unique, can sometimes easily but be overshadowed by different priorities, like college and career. I would challenge you to be like Andrew and to practice reflecting upon the qualities you find inspiring in others in order to maintain your own priorities, your own unique qualities, and continue along the path to becoming the person that you want to become. Thank you.